Welcome to God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all danger and harm. And we beseech you to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts, words, and deeds, we may serve and please you. Into your hands we commend our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Let your holy angels have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. How would God describe himself? He is the snowplow, the one that opens blocked roads for his people. He finds the resources to provide his people when they have nothing. He knows us when we forget him. There is no one like him. His land knows no east or west. Everything starts with him and ends with him. All events in world history begin and end with his hand. Righteousness and equity are his, and he will rule. We look to the coming of the Messiah, and we find in our expectations God himself. The reading is from Isaiah 45, verses 2 through 8. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not known me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun to its setting that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things. Rain down, you heavens, from above, and let the skies pour forth righteousness. Let the earth open, let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning devotional is brought to you by your friends at Historical Zion Lutheran Church in Silver Hill. We believe that the Lord calls on his people to worship him and share his word. Zion Lutheran Church is located on the corner of 7th Street and 4th Avenue, one block south of State Highway 104, near the Silver Hill Library. We share the Lord's Supper on the first and third Sundays of the month. Want additional information? Go to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or call us at 945-5209. These past days and weeks, Zion Lutheran Church of Silver Hill has been privileged to share God's holy word with you in the morning. As part of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, the fourth largest Lutheran denomination in the United States, we support daily Bible reading and prayer. If you do not have a Bible and would like a complimentary paperback copy of the New King James Version Bible, call us at 945-5209 and give us your name and address or phone number. Just a word about how we begin God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. In early 2007, we applied to the Association of Free Lutheran Churches for a grant to begin this radio ministry. We were awarded startup funds and began this radio ministry in July of 2007. We do not solicit funds for this ministry on a regular basis, but we do recognize that the end of the 2007 tax year is approaching. If you have been blessed by our program and would like to support us, would you consider making a donation to Zion Lutheran Church of Silver Hill and annotate your check, radio, before year's end? Our address is Zion Lutheran Church, P.O. Box 266, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576. Thank you for your support. God loves you.